Hartford Courant, February 10, 1917, page 8. Mayors discuss military census with governor. Cast politics to one side and enter project with enthusiasm. Aid of churches will be asked. Connecticut stands ready to do its share for the country, says governor. Casting politics to one side and entering into the project with enthusiasm, Democratic and Republican mayors representing 18 cities in Connecticut discussed before Governor Marcus H. Holcomb yesterday afternoon in the state capital of the plans for the preparedness movement that has launched in the state Senate Tuesday when Governor Holcomb made his plea for a complete military census of the state. Before the meeting had closed, Governor Holcomb received the promises of every city in the state of loyal support and cooperation in his move, the first of its kind ever instituted by any state in the country. Mayor George A. Quigley of New Britain was the only executive not present, New Britain being represented by M. Irving Chester. No urging was necessary at the meeting. Each representative entered into the spirit of the project, and when Governor Holcomb said that Connecticut will be found where it always has been found, ready to do its share for the country, he was enthusiastically applauded. In every city and town in the state, the work will be started immediately. As the pioneer of the movement, the first to start active work in a gathering of the census, Hartford's method was explained to the mayors by Charles A. Goodwin, to whom Governor Holcomb gave credit yesterday for originating the scheme. It was explained to the mayors, however, that they need not follow Hartford's method, that they may employ any method they see fit, so long as they secure a complete census and have the names of all males of 16 years of age and over in the hands of the General Committee on schedule time. The churches will be asked to take part in the project, it being announced at the meeting that Governor Holcomb would issue a proclamation to the various churches throughout the state, asking the ministers to speak of the importance of the project from the pulpit on Sunday, February 18th. Within 3 weeks, according to Charles A. Goodwin, the complete tabulation of the males over 16 years of age in Connecticut will be ready for the governor. Within 10 days, the organization of the entire state will be perfected, and the work of taking the census will be started. With the health of the insurance companies, factories, and other business concerns throughout the state, it is expected that more than 200,000 cards bearing the names, ages, and occupations of every male in the state over 16 years of age will be at the disposal of the governor about March 1st. For 2 years, we've been dreading what may happen, said Governor Holcomb in opening the session, and now it has been brought a little nearer to us. We are now preparing for what may be before us. We have heard a good deal about preparedness, but it has all been hot air and not practical. What we want is something practicable. I sincerely hope that there will be no war. I hope Connecticut will not be called upon. But it is an act of wisdom for Connecticut, one of the most important states in the country, to take an inventory. This state will be relied upon to furnish the munitions of the nation and would be attractive to the enemy, in case there is an enemy. It will have the honor of being the first in the country to find out its resources, and the enthusiasm all through the state is made evident by the gathering here today. Connecticut has risen above the question of republicanism or democracy or what church a man belongs to in this crisis, said the governor in closing, and we meet now on the common plane of patriotism. I pray to God that we don't have to go to war, but if we do, Connecticut will be found as it always has been found, ready to do its share to back up the President of the United States who is responsible for the present position of the country. Go home and go to work. Approximately 33,000 names have been gathered by the committee at work in Hartford, said Robert P. Butler, and before Monday, with the aid of the postmaster, the directory and the voting and tax list, we expect to have 40,000 names ready for the starting of the canvassing. The newspapers will be used to advertise the project, requesting every male between 16 and 21 years of age to be sure and have his name on the list. The index system that is being employed and the cooperation of the manufacturers will reduce canvassing to the minimum. Hartford is always in the lead in answer to a call for service, said Mayor Frank Hegarty, and Hartford will be ready for the cards when they arrive Monday. The publicity work will not be carried on only in the newspapers printed in the English language, said Aubrey L. Maddock, but it will also be carried on in foreign language papers printed in this state. The idea of the publicity work is to get the men to receive the census taker in the friendly spirit and not in the spirit of hostility. The time has come when we must throw off our coats and go to work, said Reverend Dr. Irving H. Berg. There are forces in our town, in our own land, with which we must reckon, and there is no time to spare. The following mayors were present at the meeting: Frank A. Hagerty of Hartford, Daniel P. Dunn of Willimantic, J. J. McGarry, Putnam, Alan L. Brown, Norwich, Edward W. Keenan of Shelton, Carl A. Harston, Norwalk, Samuel Campner, New Haven, John P. Cameron, Rockville, Joseph Dutton, Bristol, Harold M. Meach, Middletown, Martin Scully, Waterbury, John Meade, Ansonia, George P. Sullivan, Derby, Joseph A. Cook, Meriden, E. E. Rogers of New London, John J. Treat of Stamford, and Anthony Sunderland of Danbury. Officials of the Cooperative Tool Company of Meriden have placed its facilities at the disposal of Governor Holcomb or of the national government should the need arise. Governor Holcomb has also received a communication from the Hartford Chamber of Commerce saying that the chamber will discuss at its next luncheon the question of taking the military census. The luncheon will be held next Tuesday.